As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reported last week, the opioid crisis in Manatee and Sarasota counties is putting a strain on the foster care system. But the situation isn't entirely bleak. Now we'll hear from one mother whose relationship with her son's foster parents helped her reunify her family and overcome her addiction.
Elizabeth and Kate Dumbaugh are having some coffee in their Sarasota home when their dog lets them know someone's at the door. In walks their friend, 31-year-old Catherine Mullins. Only this friendship has an unusual beginning. The Dumbaughs are foster parents with the Safe Children Coalition, which oversees foster care for Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties. Mullins' son, Aiden, was placed in their care after she overdosed on heroin last fall. Aiden was only 8 months old.
You know, it was heartbreaking, especially because I have two other children that got granted permanent guardianship with their aunt and their uncle, and I haven't seen them for 7 years.
Mullins, who spent most of her life in Manatee County before recently moving to Sarasota, has battled with addiction since she was 15 years old. For a while, she was taking a prescription opioid treatment called Subutex, but eventually ran out.
So I was going through withdrawals. I guess I had too much pride. I don't know what kind of came over me. And the only thing that I could find was heroin.
But once Aiden was removed from her home, Mullins had a wake-up call. Though back on Subutex for the time being, she stopped taking heroin. Brina Slater, vice president of the Safe Children Coalition, says that's a great achievement, but warns the real challenge is staying clean. Federal standards expect 1 in 10 kids to end up back in the foster system after they've reunified with their parents. But Slater says the risk of that happening is significantly higher when parents have histories of addiction.
So with our substance abuse families, we really are trying to give them as many supports as possible so that that doesn't happen. You've got to get better and stay better.
As part of her case management plan, Mullins had to take random drug tests and attend regular Narcotics Anonymous meetings. She found a steady job and lives with her uncle, the only family member she feels she can rely on for support. At times, Mullins says she felt bored and isolated without the usual chaos of chasing her next high. But one thing made all the difference. Shortly after Aiden went into foster care at the end of September, Mullins got a text from the Dumbaughs.
What do you want Aiden to be for Halloween? I was like, oh, you asked me that! Thank you! Well?
They stayed on the phone and picked out a pumpkin costume for Aiden, and things only went up from there. After the period of once-a-week supervised visits was over, the Dumbaughs began including Mullins in just about everything they did with Aiden. If they went to a park, they'd shoot her a text.
Catherine would be there in 30 seconds.
And Mullins says their friendship was critical to her recovery.
For them to be so, you know, openly and willingly to understand that I needed to still be the person that makes decisions in his life and everything, it really helps me wanting to strive hard, and they've been awesome through the whole process.
Elizabeth Dumbaugh says while there are certainly some cases where a foster parent would be right to keep the kids away from their birth parents, for the most part, everyone deserves a second chance.
So the best thing, if you love the child, is to help the family to heal.
And that's what the Dumbaughs seem to have done. Parents are usually given a year to finish their case plans. Mullins did it in about half that time. She and Aiden officially reunited in June. The Safe Children Coalition will monitor the family's progress for another 6 months in the hopes of ensuring Mullins and her son stay together for good. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
Our public affairs program, Florida Matters, is taking a look at foster care in the region next week. You can hear that discussion Tuesday evening at 6:30 here on WUSF 89.7.